We are here in Os Gimel, in Perek Aleph, Pei Yutes. We're pursuing Avas Yisrael, Eich Zochem Lehov Kol Yehudi. How can we merit to love every Jew? So, Hine, Ha'adam Nimtza B'socha Olam, turn the page now, Hazeh. We're sitting in this world, we're living here, and it's Nira Shebo Nira Kol Ish Kemitzius Nefredis. We see each other as separate from each other. V'zema shigorim, and this is what causes shekasha liyehudi l'schaber liyehudi acher. It makes it difficult for us to connect to other people because we see it as if we're different. So today, he's going to direct us to a particular aspect, a strategy for seeing ourselves. In the past, we've talked about seeing the inside of the other person. He has a new strategy today. V'lachein, Bishvil liskos la'ava amitis, in order to merit to truly love another person, muchrach ha'adam lehikanes tchila ledveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach. A person must, it's necessary that the person should enter first into dveikus with Hashem, ulahargish rakas Hashem Yisbarach, and to feel only Hashem, V'yachshuv she'ein ba'olam kum, and think to realize that there's nothing else except for the Ribono Shel Olam. Ela rakas Hashem Yisbarach v'yedabek bo Yisbarach b'chol libo. And that is going to be the first step. That's how we're going to arrive at Avas Yisrael, is through dveikus.
What's the translation of that word?
Right? How do you translate that word? So you ready? It was kedai to come just for this. You ready? There is a Meshech Chachma, an amazing, amazing Meshech Chachma, who in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, when the Pasuk tells us, Ubo Sidbak, you should have Dveikus with the Ribono Shel Olam. So, I don't know what that means. What does it mean to cling, to cleave, to connect, to be like glue, like Devek, to the Ribono Shel Olam? Is Eish Ochla, is invisible. What exactly does that mean? So I just saw this for the first time as I was preparing. Never saw this before. Unbelievable Meshech Chachma. And I wonder, this is not the only way to understand Dveikus, but I wonder if this particular approach to Dveikus will really help us with Avas Yisrael. Meshech Chachma says, what does it mean, Ubo Sidbak? So the first suggestion, he quotes two suggestions before he offers what he thinks. First, he says, look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos says that Ubo Sidbak means that you should connect with Talmidei Chachamim.
Mm-hmm. Sefer Mitzvah.
It's the way for you to cling to Hashem is to hold on to the emissaries of the Ribono Shel Olam, the Talmidei Chachamim. That is the mitzvah of Ubo Sidbak. How do you fulfill Ubo Sidbak? Lehistapik v'Talmidei Chachamim. Le'inyan lehidavik v'Talmud Chacham. That's what the Rambam understands in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvos Asei Vav. It's the one way to understand Dveikus. That's Uladav Kabo. That's Aleph. The Ramban, Nachmanides, he takes the Rambam to task there. He says that's definitely not what it means. It means directly to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean for the Ramban? Hadveikus, this clinging, is that we should yishtokaku, we should be drawn l'shmo to Hashem b'chol pu'loseim u'machshavoseim, that we should become like a chariot for the Ribono Shel Olam by being totally connected. Tidbak nafshecha el mitzvosav el avodaso. We should be totally overwhelmed with that as an ongoing goal and orientation of life, which is amazing. But says the Meshech Chachma, he says, let's get real. Who's at that level? Who's at that level? It's obviously something to aspire to, but he suggests, he says, that sounds like it's only for what he calls Hameyuchad liyechidim. Great tzaddikim. That's the level that they're at. So it's meyuchad for yechidim. Okay.
But he wants to know, he says, is it possible that the Moshe would give a mitzvah to everyone, one of the 613 mitzvahs, that's only really shayach to the miyuchadim, shevi miyuchadim? What does that mean? What about us?
Well, it's probably based on levels.
Maybe. But his characterization is this is very, very exalted, lofty, amazing level. So the Meshech Chochmah says, I'll give you a pshat. It says, I'll give you a pshat, and it relates to every person ba'asher im sham on their level. Amazing pshat. Amlam ladaiti hi mitzvah pratis kolelas kolan she'uma. I'm reading here in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav. It says it relates to everyone. V'zeh ma'shaloma tzanu b'tor rak ramazim aleh. We only find hints to it in the Chumash, but this is where it's given to us on a platter. V'zehu inyan habitachon. Interesting. He translates dveikus as bitachon. Now it's shaykh to everyone.
Seems like it's the first step towards it.
Well, he's saying that what does it mean to be dveik to Hashem? It means Ba'ashem batachti, Yisrael batach ba'ashem, bitchu ba'ashem adiyad. His v'yesh bitachon tiv'i, there is inherent, innate trust, k'mo ha'isha tivtach ba'bayla, that a woman trusts her husband that she's going to be provided for, he's going to take care of her in such a case. V'yesh bitachon yoser chazak, the stronger bitachon, like a child, a ben, who has bitachon ba'aviv, ha'melech, who's going to take care of him. The Bona Shalom is Malkeinu Avinu. And there's stronger, everybody has a different level of bitachon. But the feeling, the way we go about our life, recognizing that the Bona Shalom is taking care of us, doesn't mean that we always get what we want. It doesn't mean that it's always going to be perfect. It doesn't mean it's always going to be beautiful. There are going to be challenges. But the person, when we go through life, feeling that the Bona Shalom is taking care of, and that we are only expected to do the best that we can given the limited natural circumstances that we're in. And the rest is up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And having that type of orientation, that is dveikus for the Meshech Chochmah. Ubo Sidbach means when we confront a circumstance, we say, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam ask of me in this circumstance? Because he's only asking me to do the little amount, the feeble effort that a human being can put in, but ultimately he's in charge. So to think that Kochi ve'otzim yadzi also liyaz l'chayal said, that I'm responsible for everything, then we're not boteach v'nach. What's a way to measure bitachon? Anxiety. Now, obviously there's clinical anxiety, but there's also a person feeling like, I'm anxious about whether this is going to be okay. I'm anxious. Why are you so anxious? Because you expect that you're going to take care of everything, and you're not sure if you can really deliver. Well, don't worry. Don't be so anxious. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take care. You're going to do the best that you can. Such an interesting definition of dveikus. Exactly. That's what he says at the beginning. And he goes on and on. It's a very long piece. But I thought that was such an interesting thing about dveikus. Such an interesting definition. And itaka does relate to every person. And we think, how much ishtadlus do we need to put in? We might put in a huge amount of ishtadlus. But that is only begeder ishtadlus. Then we're having an experience of dveikus. We go into that meeting, we say, I'm doing my ishtadlus. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever the result is meant to be, I'll be talking, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take care, square it off. Even if this meeting goes sour, the ultimate, v'tischak l'machor, it's going to be squared away. Because I have been talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, going to take care. Well, that's what that's at length. That's what he's going to talk about. That the person has to do
due diligence.
Yeah,
he has to do. It's a little different. One's kind of a mindset, one's an action.
He says like this. Lo yase hasibos hamuchrochos rak l'mashi itila an avram gzeres yisbarach moshe diber ba'arucha b'hachasin b'sha'ar b'tachon b'sha'as b'tachon. He says, look in the Sha'ar B'tachon with Chovos HaLevavos, where Rabbeinu Bechaya tells you that a person needs to do the things that are expected the natural things. That's called ishtablus. It's what we call colloquially ishtablus, but that's what he's referring to. He says, learn the chovas alavavos, learn bitachon. Right now, you know, different people have different levels of ishtablus according to their level. We, in our community, we think that ishtablus means going to get a college education, right? You get a high school education, you get a college education, maybe you get an advanced degree, you have to get certified in certain areas, you have to pursue clients and patients and all these things. That's all b'derech ishtadlus, and that's b'derech hateva, that's normal, that's b'seder. But is that independent of a person's real sense of feeling that their b'shem is taking care of him? If it is, then it's a problem. If it's just part of that mezgeret that the person feels like the brother is expecting for me to do ishtadlus, and he's going to take care of me, and that my ishtadlus is just part of that overall bitachon, and therefore the way that I feel about my ishtadlus, my anxiety is a lot less because I feel like the brother is carrying me. Remember the old the advertisement for the special. Remember this advertisement? It's a Sunday advertisement in football games. They used to always advertise Allstate. Right? You're in good hands. Right? They tell you they're in good hands with Allstate. I don't know if you are or you aren't. I'm not endorsing that. I'm just saying. But right? That's what Baal Shem says. You're in good hands. So now, if this is a definition of Dveikus, I can understand in a new way the relationship between Dveikus and Avas Yisrael. Because what's one of the things that gets in the way of Avas Yisrael? It's the feeling that, you know, if I don't get ahead of that guy, he's going to... Or I feel a little bit bad because Lamaisa, you know...
Depends on opinions. Politically, whatever.
Whatever. But Lamaisa, I think a lot of the Dveikus is about Bitachon, and it relates to this. Because at the end of the day, some people feel that there's a competition. That's the Nakuda Hemsais. There's a competition. There's a zero-sum game. How much is there in the world? And if that guy gets more, then I'm going to have less. I have a sense of jealousy of that person because I feel that he's impinging, he's encroaching on me. So why don't I like that person? Why is that person rubbing me the wrong way? Because I feel insecure. Because I feel like he's got something that I don't have. If he or she, right, if they advance in business, if they're more successful, somehow it takes away from me. But if a person is living on the level of dveikus, meaning they have bitachon, that whatever's magia to me, that's magia to me. Am I looking at the other person? Am I jealous of the other person? Am I, right? It's not relevant to me. It's not nogea to me, because whatever's supposed to be for me is for me.
Everybody has a different benchmark.
I'm talking on a practical level. Like, you know, they say from one of the great tzaddikim in Europe that like a grocery store, like a little general store that was this Parnassa. And there's another Jew across the street that had a different store. So he used to run in the morning, he used to knock on the guy's door, he used to say, wake up, you gotta open the store, you gotta make a living. He would make sure the guy wouldn't sleep late, so he would have enough parnassa. Because if a person has bitachon, they don't worry so much. As long as your store is open on time and you're doing the best that you can, the Rosh will take care of you and they'll figure it out. That's it. But if a person doesn't have bitachon, so when he sees the other guy's store, bitachon is, this is where you belong, and this is, you know, you're walking onto the plane, some of us were sitting maybe in economy minus, you know, you walk, it's like 14 miles till you get to 34L, your seat in the back, and you walk by the guys in the chairs, that's mamish, you know, it's the chairs, Baruch Hashem, some of us once sat in such chairs, mamish like a kisya covered over there, and they have the little misharsim, they come to. So you walk by with your wheelie, and you're like, You know, you have that feeling like, Epis, that guy has, I don't have, I'm sitting economy minus. But maybe that's the Rosh Hashem wants for you, and that's okay.
beseder. You know, if you're jealous of the other person, you're realizing, you're thinking that, oh, that's shaykh to me. But if you have bitachon, you say, you know what, that's not for me right now. Maybe one day, maybe he'll never be, maybe it's not for me. But that's not the inyan. That person has what they have. They're sitting in business class. They're sitting in first class. Whatever. I'm not sitting in first class. Beseder. If I'm really connected to Rebbe Shalom takes care of me. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my avoda right now. This is where I am right now. Beseder.
You even take it a step further and say, if someone sees someone with an issue, I feel his issue. And I feel for him. So it's more than just saying, oh, he's supposed to have this, I'm supposed to have this.
I've had it. No sibolum chaveiro, 100%. But usually, unfortunately, no. Right, exactly. Nobody says, you know, I'm really makana that guy because he lost his parnasa. Right, no one's makana the guy who never has a health challenge. Right, that's where it's easier to feel obviously Yisrael in many ways. I think. Right, it's easier. You see somebody who's not well. So you lean in. It's a netiya. Rachmanu b'Yisrael gomer chasadim. Where's the challenge in obviously Yisrael? The guy makes more money than us. The guy was sitting in first class and we're in economy plus. But that guy's in first. That's where the Avos Yisrael comes as a challenge. So he's saying, so let's go back now to Bayom Darkecha. To really have Avos Yisrael, we need to have Dveikus. So he says, if you feel Dveikus, then of course you're going to feel Avos Yisrael. So in light of what we said previous weeks, your Dveikus means you're connected to the Neshama in a deepest level and therefore you feel one with everybody else. Now, in light of this definition of dveikus, it's even a simpler point. If you feel dveikus, if you feel bitachon, you don't feel the need to be jealous of another person. You don't look at the world as a zero-sum game, that it's one pie, and if you have two slices, then I have two less. That's not the inyan. I have bitachon that the Rebbe Shem gave me whatever I'm supposed to have, and that's it. And therefore, you know what? If somebody has more, I can be happy for them. Because it's not taking away from me. Why am I not happy for them? Because I feel like, oh, it's taking away from me. It's not taking away anything. The Rebbe Shem gives me everything that I need. That's it. V'achari sheyargish b'chuzek is a dveikus tzarech lashav k'viyachol olam. After a person feels dveikus, you have to get back to this world. K'viyachol olam v'azyucha b'ez Hashem latzlech l'roseich shekol yudi who is galus or shalor Hashem. And the Yetzer Hara taplaps kalm rotzel l'babol sanu. The Yetzer Hara wants to confuse us. We have to have both. Number one, we have to have dveikus. And number two, then you have achdus. Lahaktim first tamid es avodas hadveikus, first connecting to Hashem. Ki ha'achdus, feeling at one with other people. He told some at dveikus. So it's true on a deeper level, like he's saying, on the omek of how every Jew relates to the other Jew, but I think in this definition of the Meshech Chachma, it's also very practical. When a person connects with dveikus, when they feel that they're b'chatzus Hashem, that they are feeling in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes other things less important. Whether I'm sitting in coach or economy plus, does it really matter? What really matters is whether I'm sitting b'fnei Hashem, how I interact with people around me, what am I doing with my time? Who am I? What kind of person am I? It's a lot more important whether I sit in business class or in coach, or economy, it doesn't matter. Well, that's not the ikar. The ikar is, how am I living? Am I living with a world of dveikus? And as part of that world, how do I see the other people around me? Do I see that somehow they're encroaching on my turf, my stuff, what I expect from me? Or I have bitachon that the Rebbe Shalom is giving me everything that I need. No one's going to take it away. Don't worry. No one's encroaching on my kavod, on my fame, on my influence, on my financial portfolio. No one's encroaching on anything. And therefore, when I see other people, I see them doing really well. I say, gevalt. The Rebbe Shalom is giving that person. I'm so happy for them. A, because at the shorish we're all one. But B, because I realize I have the confidence. Bitachon means confidence. B'tchuv Hashem, we have confidence in the Rebbe Shalom. We don't have to be jealous of other people. And that means that we have an open heart to really appreciate, to love, and to be happy other people around.